if they watch the mainstream coverage in this country, they would think that Israel is responding to unprovoked rocket attacks by Hamas, what Israel calls a terrorist movement against innocent Israeli civilians, and Israel is merely doing what any other country would do in defending itself. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's exactly the opposite. The reality is that for the past 6 months, there was a ceasefire negotiated between Israel on one side and Hamas on the other side. And Hamas respected that ceasefire. That ceasefire broke down on November 4th this year when Israeli forces attacked the Gaza Strip and killed 6 Palestinians. Also, during the period of the ceasefire, Israel has effectively been engaging in warfare against the 1.5 million Palestinian civilians who are literally imprisoned in the Gaza Strip. These Palestinians are largely refugees. 80% of them are refugees driven out of homes in towns and villages in what is now Israel. And for the past several months, they have been under such a tight blockade that Israel does not let in food, does not let in medicine or fuel. So if you have a loved one who requires heart medications or insulin or chemotherapy drugs or even ordinary medicines, aspirin, painkillers, surgical supplies, Israel has prohibited those from reaching the Gaza Strip for the past few months. And as a result of that, hundreds of Palestinians have died silently. That's the context in which Hamas was firing rockets at Israel in what Hamas calls retaliation for Israel's nonstop warfare against the Palestinian people. However you see that, though, what Israel is doing now are gross violations of international law, of the laws that were passed after the atrocities of World War II. Israel says it is targeting Hamas terrorists. That also is not true. More than 300 people have been killed. The vast majority of them are civilians. Many of them, women and children, including 4 sisters under the age of 10 who were killed when Israel bombed a mosque and several adjacent houses in Jabalia refugee camp this morning. Israel has bombed the Islamic University in the Gaza Strip. This is not a military site. It is a university with 18,000 students. 60% of the students at the Islamic University are women. And one of the buildings Israel bombed was a dormitory for female students at the Islamic University. Many of the other sites Israel bombed were ordinary police stations. They bombed the graduation ceremony of traffic police. Under international law, police on the beat, ordinary policemen, police stations, which of course, like police stations everywhere, are located in residential areas. These kinds of sites are considered civilian sites under international law, and Israel has targeted them as well. It has targeted the fishing port. Now, as I said, Israel has prohibited food from reaching the Gaza Strip. One of the very few means of sustenance people in Gaza have is fishing, is to go out on the sea and catch some fish. Israel has bombed the fishing port and the fishing boats. What possible justification could there be for this? It's absolutely astonishing that the truth of the situation has been turned on its head by our politicians in this country and by the mainstream news media.
We've heard from Israeli officials saying they've done everything they can and they will do everything they can to avoid civilian casualties. What's your take on that?
All you have to do is look at what they've been bombing, as I said. There's no way for people to escape in the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip is one of the most densely populated places on Earth. As I said, 80% of the people in Gaza are not originally from Gaza. They are Palestinians who had homes in what is now Israel and who are driven out of those homes. So it's one of the most densely populated places on Earth. Israel has bombed 3 mosques in the Gaza Strip. It bombed, as I said, a university. It has bombed police stations. These are explicitly civilian targets. And medical officials, humanitarian aid officials in the Gaza Strip have all confirmed that most of those killed are in fact civilians. Most of the 1,400 people are civilians. Okay, let's believe Israel for a moment that it's trying to avoid civilian casualties. What justification is there for withholding food from the Gaza Strip? I mean, and one of the explicit prohibitions under the Fourth Geneva Convention is you cannot use food and medicine as weapons. The deliberate starvation of a civilian population in time of war at any time is one of the worst war crimes that can be committed under international law. And Israel is explicitly targeting the civilian population by denying them food and medicine and refusing to allow medical personnel, humanitarian aid officials, and even journalists to witness what's happening. It has prevented them from entering the Gaza Strip.